from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suicide blast in a former militant stronghold in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 11 army officials, injured 13 others. A spokesperson for the outlawed Pakistan Taliban swiftly claimed responsibility, saying the attack inflicted heavy casualties, though militant casualty tolls are often inflated. President Trump says a disputed Republican Party memo alleging FBI investigators abused their powers in the probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him despite a contrarian view by most Democrats. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is looking into any collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Moscow. John Hudak is an analyst at the Brookings Institution.
Republicans are absolutely trying to undermine the Mueller investigation. They see this as not only a serious threat to the president, but they see this as a serious threat to the Republican brand, as the president and the Republican brand are intertwined.
But conservative analyst Michael Barone of the American Enterprise Institute says Democrats may be overplaying their hand.
I think that there's obviously some people, most of them in the Democratic Party, that think, this is going to be another Watergate. They're going to get the smoking gun. President Trump will be out of there, out of the White House in 6 weeks, 2 months, whatever. In my judgment, that's unlikely to happen.
The so-called Watergate affair led to the Richard Nixon, the president at the time, resigning in 1974. An Italian man known for his neo-Nazi and neo-fascist connections opened fire on African migrants in the central city of Macerata, injuring six before he was captured in what police said was a racially motivated